Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Big news just out today from Focus on the Family. Special alert, Focus on the Family urges support for Colorado's personhood amendment. Praise God. Praise God. I am so thrilled that Dr. Dobson has decided, of course, it's the good and right thing to do. It's always the right time to do the right thing. Focus on the Family, supporting Colorado's Personhood Amendment 48. And so I'd like to read to you their brief statement, but this is thrilling. We know that back when I was in, where was I, Washington, D.C. or Atlanta, Georgia, we went to Washington, D.C. for National Right to Life's annual convention, and we held a hospitality suite on the top floor of the Crystal City Hyatt there and had a great time talking about Colorado's personhood amendment. That was the main theme of our hospitality suite there this year. This was sponsored by American Right to Life, which exists to promote personhood and the God-given right to life to the unborn and all innocent people. And so then in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 20th anniversary in Atlanta of the DNC 20 years ago, where Operation Rescue crashed onto the national scene with 1,600 Christian pro-lifers being arrested peacefully, passively, peacefully, trying to save the lives of unborn children. Thousands of unborn children were saved through the efforts of Operation Rescue. And in fact, about 50,000 Christian pro-lifers arrested at abortion clinics in peaceful protest nationwide over the next few years. And that movement, that nonviolent civil disobedience movement, dwarfed the civil rights movement. It dwarfed the civil rights movement. But because the media is in rebellion against God and supports killing unborn children, the pro-life movement Operation Rescue was not reported like the civil rights movement. The peaceful and nonviolent arrest in the civil rights movement, well, I think there were less than 10,000 of such arrests. Operation Rescue, fathers, mothers, grandparents, kids, teenagers, 50,000 arrests around the country. It was an extraordinary movement. So I was in Atlanta for that 20th anniversary, and now the DNC is in Denver for their 20th anniversary, August 25th through the 28th, and American Right to Life is sponsoring Power in the Park across the street from Planned Parenthood's new mega abortion facility, Auschwitz. And the park is Martin Luther King Jr. Park. It's named that because this has been a minority neighborhood for decades, and sure enough, Planned Parenthood settled in another minority neighborhood. And so we have this 20th anniversary. We have this event here in Colorado, in Denver, and also all the other projects going on. The Sheets of Shame, which, by the way, is doing fabulously well. They have, 1,200 queen-size sheets in-house. 1,200 sheets. Thank you for all the sheets. If you have some and you need to send them, please send them. They will be used. If you were still going to gather sheets, I think I can safely say you don't need to gather new sheets. But if you have some, please send them in to American Right to Life. Their website is online at AmericanRTL.org. Their phone number, 1-888-888-ARTL. But they do need funds. They need funds for the Sheets of Shame Project, for the Clinton Watch Project, the effort at the strip joints in Denver with signs, Clinton Watch signs, T-shirts, and digital cameras taking pictures of Democrats going into strip joints during the DNC and then uploading those Democrats' pictures to the American Right to Life website and asking people around the country to identify their local Democratic representative. So that's all going on the week of the DNC, including speakers from around the country, like the Reverend Clenard Childress, the head of blackgenocide.org, black pastor, reverend from New Jersey. Jesse Lee Peterson from California is coming in to speak. Ambassador Alan Keyes, the Reverend Flip Benham, director of Operation Rescue National, and a dozen other speakers at the Power in the Park at, what is that, Pontiac and 38th, right near Stapleton, the old Stapleton Airport, and right by the new Auschwitz. And then also evening rallies in a church in North Denver starting Sunday night, the 24th. So stay tuned for all that information. Well, when I was at the 20th anniversary in Atlanta a few weeks ago, we had someone fill in, John Lofton, a close friend of Bob and Yurt Lives and basically a founding member of American Right to Life. And John urged on this radio show using these 50,000 watts, he urged Focus on the Family, please, you have to support this Amendment 48. Some people say it's the wrong time. It's always the right time to do the right thing. Some people say we need another pro-life justice on the court. We don't have one pro-life justice on the court. American Right to Life offered $10,000 to National Right to Life to name one judge on the U.S. Supreme Court who has ever held that the unborn child has a right to life, ever. In any decision, in a dissent, in a majority opinion, ever, in any federal case, ever. And not one ever has, tragically. So if we had one pro-life justice on the court, we'd have one. So if you're waiting for a pro-life court, the pro-aborts didn't wait for a Democratic court. Back in 1973, it was the wrong time to legalize abortion. Seven of the nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court were Republican. And you know where they did it from? They did it from Texas. It was the wrong time to legalize abortion. Texas was in the Bible Belt. The vast majority of people were against abortion. They didn't wait for the right time. They fought on their principles. They had evil principles, but they fought and they won. And we have Christian pro-life leaders who are timid. And I thank God, Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson has come out urging support for Colorado's Personhood Amendment. Thank you, James Dobson. And let me read the special alert. Human life needs to be protected at every stage, beginning at the single cell stage. This is online at their Focus on the Family website at citizenlink.com. This is sponsored by Focus on the Family Action. The website is citizenlink.com. Dated today, August 5th, 2008, Colorado Springs. Special alert. Focus on the Family urges support for Colorado's Personhood Amendment. Human life needs to be protected at every stage, beginning at the single cell stage. And praise God for that. Praise God for that clear statement of truth. That is the beginning of an innocent human life at that moment. Colorado's Personhood Amendment, by the way, Denver Bible Church, this past Sunday, Sunday school, 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning, we went through all the Bible verses showing that the baby in the womb is innocent and alive to God. He is innocent and alive to God. Yes, the chain of procreation that leads to that baby today in a mother's womb has come from Adam and Eve, who sinned, and they died spiritually, and therefore their children inherited the flesh and spiritual death from their parents, on and on and on, to the baby conceived today in the womb. But that baby is not guilty. That baby would not be sent to hell because of his parents' sin or because of Adam's sin. There's a whole chapter in the Bible where God says, I will not punish a child for the sins of the parents. It's wrong. I wouldn't do it. Don't accuse me of it. I get angry when you imply that I do it. A whole chapter in the Bible that says that. And we went through Bible verse after verse showing how God dealt with the flesh and sin and death that comes from Adam and how it applies to the baby in the womb, and that human beings, when they're conceived, they are alive to God. We could talk about that sometime. That's one of the benefits of attending a Bible church. In that Sunday school, you go through Bible verses and you find out directly what God said about some topic. It's really fun. It's really enjoyable. And we looked at verses in Deuteronomy and Romans. Just had a great time. All right, so we're going through Focus on the Family Special Alert. Focus on the Family urges support for Colorado's Personhood Amendment. Human life needs to be protected at every stage, beginning at the single cell stage. Colorado's Personhood Amendment, Amendment 48, which defines life as beginning at fertilization, goes to voters in November. And then there's a quote from Kerry Gordon Earl. A founding principle of Focus on the Family and a driving belief of Dr. Dobson's is that all human life is sacred and that life begins at the single cell stage of human development, said Kerry Gordon Earl, senior bioethics analyst at Focus on the Family Action. And of course, life begins. Amen. Praise the Lord, Dr. Dobson. Of course, human life begins at the single cell stage of human development. Planned Parenthood, they are running the campaign against Amendment 48, and they don't know when life begins. That's what they say. They don't know when life begins. They don't know when life begins. How utterly ignorant of them. Why don't they pick up a textbook? Why don't they get an education? They don't know when life begins. How utterly ignorant. So, of course, Dr. Dobson affirms that life begins at the single cell stage of human development. Before that single cell, you have a sperm and an egg, a human ovum and an egg, but neither of those is a human life, just like you have skin in the tissue inside your mouth and the inside of your cheek. You could get cells off of your cheek, and you take one of those cells. If somebody gets their finger cut off, there's human tissue in there, but when their finger's cut off, it's not a human life. It's not a human life. It's tissue from a human body, but it's not a human life. It doesn't have its own DNA. It can't be a different gender than the body you just cut it off from. But you take a woman's egg and the man's sperm and you fertilize that egg, and you know what happens? Now, all of a sudden, there is a unique living human being at that moment of fertilization. Some atheists and abortionists, they say, well, we don't know what the moment of fertilization is. We don't know what that means. We have no idea. The sperm enters the egg. We don't know when. It might take an hour. It might take hours. We don't know when the moment of fertilization is. Well, they don't know, but the egg sure knows. The egg knows, because a sperm tries to get into the egg to fertilize the egg, and the cell wall of the ovum, it allows one sperm to enter the egg. And as soon as it does, there's a dramatic change in the cell wall, and all the other offers are rebuffed. All the other suitors are turned away. That's it, guys. Too late. Too late. Go back to the drawing board. It's just it's the way courtship works, too. Courtship works that way. And so, yeah, you have Planned Parenthood. They don't know when life begins. You have some atheists and abortionists saying, we don't know what the moment of fertilization is, but the egg knows. The egg knows. Now, yes, there are twins, and we could talk all through that, and twinning, and whether you have identical twins, or there are twins where you could have a brother and a sister, of course, fraternal twins. And God has designed human beings to be able to procreate in the most amazing and wonderful ways. But we know when life begins. Everybody knows when life begins. And now Focus on the Family is standing up for this fundamental, clear truth. And this is how we know we have a God-given right to life, because he's our creator. And we know when that comes into existence, that God-given right to life, we know when that happens. Planned Parenthood says, oh, we don't know when life begins, but we want to talk about your right to reproductive rights, but we don't know when life begins. Of course, they know when life begins. They're just lying. They're lying. If you'll kill kids, you'll also lie, and they're liars. Well, do your rights come from the obstetrician who delivered you? Is that where your rights come from? Our rights come from the OBGYN who delivered us. No. No, your rights don't come from a midwife. Your rights come from your creator. So your rights come at the moment that you were created. Procreation, when you came into existence at that moment, that's when your rights came. So the pro-abort say it's the woman's body. It's not her body. I mean, she's a girl, right? She must be. It's a woman. It's if she's pregnant, she's a woman. She's female. And half the time, the baby in her womb is a male. It's not a female. It's a male. It's not her body. So if there's blood at a crime scene, find out if it's a male or a female. And a body part, find out if it's a male or a female. Well, you take off part of a woman's body and it's a female. It's not a male. But the baby in her womb, half the time it's a male, showing that it is a lie. It is false to say it's her body. It's someone else's body. And does she have an obligation to take care of that baby for 9 months? Yes. That's a special obligation that God gave to mothers for their children. A mother's duty to her child is greater than a stranger's duty to a stranger. Parents don't have the right to walk away from their children. What if they don't want their kids anymore? You don't have the right to walk away from your children. You don't have the right to abandon your child. So, Focus on the Family issues a special alert today, August 5th, 2008. Praise God. Focus on the Family urges support for Colorado's Personhood Amendment. It's out all over the web via email, and it's also online at their Focus on the Family website at citizenlink.com. Citizenlink.com. Amendment 48, I'll continue with their special alert. Amendment 48 articulates this belief and challenges us to declare the inestimable worth of all members of the human family. Praise God. Amendment 48 articulates this belief. What belief? That life begins at the single cell stage of human development. That's right. Amendment 48 articulates this belief and challenges us to declare the inestimable worth of all members of the human family. The foundational message of Amendment 48 is clear. All human life has value. Colorado voters should support Amendment 48 and vote for it in November. Praise God, Focus on the Family. Praise God, Dr. James Dobson. Praise God, John Lofton. What was John Lofton doing hosting this show? Oh, yeah, I was in Atlanta. And he did a great job. Praying, urging, fighting to make sure that Christians everywhere will stand up for what is right and what is true. The pro-aborts, they didn't say, you know, this is the wrong time to try to legalize abortion. This is the wrong time. 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices are Republican. That was back in 1973. This is the wrong time to try to legalize abortion. They didn't say that. They didn't say, you know what, we got to wait 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years until we have a better court. They didn't say that. They fought for their principles. Their principles were evil. Now, we have people who have godly principles, and so many of them have been stymied to think this is the wrong time. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. We talk to, you know how many people we talk to get this on the ballot? Amendment 48, 131,000 signatures. You ask people to protect the baby in the womb by signing this personhood petition. And not everybody you ask will agree. And so you bring up the issue. You talk to people. You teach people. We talked to 500,000 people 500,000 people in Colorado in a short time, individual, one-on-one, would you sign this pro-life petition to help protect the baby in the womb? And 131,000 people said yes, and they signed it, their name, their signature, their address, their county. And those signatures were certified by the Secretary of State, who, by the way, is one of the strongest pro-lifers in Colorado, Mike Kaufman. And isn't he winning right now in the polls just over Will Armstrong and Ted Harvey? And yeah, and Mike Kaufman has been a hero to the personhood movement in the state of Colorado. And so I'm praying that Mike Kaufman does well, and it would really be great. I mean, Will Armstrong, son of Senator Bill Armstrong, could pour $500,000 of his own family's money into his campaign. But Mike Kaufman is, I don't believe he's an opportunistic pro-lifer. And he's just been great. And so now everybody's bragging how pro-life they are. And I can't vouch for all the politicians who say they're pro-life. And politicians, if you need to twist their arm to support a personhood amendment. But I know that Ted Harvey supported the personhood amendment and even got petitions signed, signatures. But Mike Kaufman, the current Secretary of State for the state of Colorado, he's a pro-life hero in my book, and I hope he wins the primary and is in the general election. So that's Mike Kaufman, 6th Congressional District. Okay, so now back to Focus on the Family Special Alert. The foundational message of Amendment 48 is clear. All human life has value. Colorado voters should support Amendment 48 and vote for it in November. Praise God. Christy Burton, sponsor of the initiative, said, quote, "It's a fact that life has been cheapened over time. In Amendment 48, by defining an unborn child as a person, can restore the dignity and respect unborn children have lost," unquote. So it's a fact. Yeah, life has been cheapened over time. In Amendment 48, by defining an unborn child as a person, can restore the dignity and respect unborn children have lost. For more information, that's just a great special alert put out by Focus on the Family. I want to thank James Dobson. I want to thank Kerry Gordon Earle. I want to thank John Lofton. Praise the Lord for all this. This is great. Okay, and by the way, Power in the Park coming up during the DNC. You got to come on out if you can in the mornings during the DNC. And on Monday, in fact, I think we're going to have hot dogs out there, barbecue hot dogs. And that's at the Martin Luther King Jr. Park right across from Auschwitz, the new Planned Parenthood mega abortion facility. And Jesse Lee Peterson, Ambassador Alan Keyes, Clenard Childress of blackgenocide.org, Flip Benham. I will be there. About a dozen other speakers. We're going to have a great time. This is sponsored by American Right to Life. It's called Power in the Park. A few thousand leaflets, invitations, fabulous flyers will be distributed in the neighborhood and also at black churches in Denver. So praise God for all that. And Amendment 48, there's been some talk. What will Amendment 48 do if it's passed, if it's upheld? What will it do? Well, all Colorado law prohibits the intentional killing of an innocent person. All law prohibits the intentional killing of an innocent person. So, of course, with abortion, there's a denial that the baby in the womb is a person. That's evil. We shouldn't need this kind of law, but people are wicked. So we need to affirm the God-given right to life and personhood of the unborn. So all Colorado law prohibits the intentional killing of an innocent person. So yes, abortion will be unconstitutional if Amendment 48 wins in Colorado. And then, of course, we'll have to fight to stop our courts from throwing it out. Of course, they'll want to because there's a bloodlust. They want to kill unborn children. When you support that, there's a bloodlust. When you support killing the innocent, you want to kill more and more. So what effect would Amendment 48 have on contraceptives? That's another question the media asks. I was asked that question by the LA Times 2 weeks ago. We were in Washington, D.C. And I answered, establishing personhood would have no effect on contraceptives that only prevent fertilization. However, Amendment 48 would prohibit any chemical abortifacient that kills a little boy or girl. Women have been lied to for years and tricked into chemically aborting their own children. Personhood ends those lies. Personhood ends those lies. Imagine how many moms will be shocked to find out they were taking a chemical abortifacient. How many moms will be devastated to find out that they chemically aborted their own children. So Amendment 48, that would not ban a contraceptive. Any contraceptive that prevents fertilization be completely legal. But Amendment 48 would prohibit any chemical abortifacient that kills a little boy or girl, because that little boy or girl will now be recognized as a person. So it will be unconstitutional to kill those little boys and girls. So you could no longer use a chemical weapon on the littlest children. So praise God, focus on the family. Thank you for your special alert out today, August 5th, 2008. Thank you, Dr. James Dobson. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a fabulous school, pre-K through 12th grade. And American Rights of Life needs your help with the Sheets of Shame, 800-8-N-Yards.